Sportsnet starting lineup on Sportsnet 650.
Third and goal at the 7. Manziel back to pass, looking left. Now he rolls to the right, looks and fires into the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown! You know who? Barnage!
There you go. Johnny Manziel throwing a touchdown. Soon to be maybe doing that with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, as they make a major trade in the CFL today, sending their starting quarterback, Zach Collaros, to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Your Riders got a quarterback. I mean, they did have
We have a couple now. So we've got Kevin Glenn, and we've got Brandon Bridge, and now we have Zach Collaros. So we've got a lot of quarterbacks, so something's got to give. We've got Kevin Glenn under contract for one more year, so it'll be interesting to see what Saskatchewan does to save some money here.
Yeah, I think no matter what happens, Zach Collaros is the starting quarterback come opening day.
I would think
There's no doubt about that.
You didn't just go out and get him for no reason. And you know what? Hamilton just didn't trade him for no reason.
Yeah, so we're expecting a contract announcement probably for Johnny Manziel in the next few days. They have until the 7th, I believe it is, to offer him a contract. And no doubt there's been some negotiation back and forth because the CFL has met with him and there was talk before that. So
and Randy Ambrosi has met with him and said he was a nice, respectful young man.
Absolutely. Look, Johnny Manziel, if you want to play football, you got to go play football somewhere because in the end, the money's going to run out. You know,
well, especially if you live his lifestyle.
Yes, it's going to run out. So he's got to not that he's going to make a bazillion dollars, obviously in the CFL, but he will be well paid. He'll be well compensated. Arash Madani is joining us now from Sportsnet to talk more about this. Arash, we knew this was coming, that Manziel was obviously an option for Hamilton, but Saskatchewan picking up Zach Collaros is a huge move for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, it really is. And the irony in all this, Steve, is that last year Saskatchewan traded Darian Durant, their franchise quarterback at the time, to Montreal. The draft pick they got in return was sent to Hamilton for Zach Collaros. So effectively, in the span of a year, the Saskatchewan Roughriders have changed franchise quarterbacks, and they effectively traded Darian Durant for Zach Collaros, and they just used the draft pick as the middleman, if you will.
Beautiful. Well done. Well general managed.
Right.
So, obviously, we were just talking about they have a couple of quarterbacks, obviously, on the roster right now. Zach Collaros will be the starter opening day, no doubt. What do they do with the rest?
Well, Brandon Bridge is the backup there. He's the Canadian kid who led them into the playoffs and came oh so close to getting to Grey Cup. He just signed an extension. He'll be on the roster. I mean, they have a stable of quarterbacks, which is what you need in pro football, and especially in the CFL, where, you know, it just seems like every team needs two quarterbacks a year because of injury. Look at BC this year and what happened with John Jennings and then Travis Lule. So they have their two guys there. Now, with Collaros, he was owed a contract that was in the neighborhood of $550,000. He has a $150,000 signing bonus do his way in mid-February, just before free agency. What I'm told is expect the Collaros and the Riders to start, if they haven't already, negotiations on a rework deal, an extension, some bonus money included, but that Collaros will not play 2018 in Saskatchewan under the terms of the deal that he had with Hamilton going into this year.
So he's going to get a new deal.
A new deal, probably more bonus money, because for an American, they get taxed differently on it, and probably a less, you know, less of a base salary. I mean, look, Zach Collaros, Myra, in 2016 was the odds-on favorite to win the league MVP.
Right.
Absolutely.
Be the most outstanding player. 10 games into the season, there was nobody close. Then in a home game against Edmonton, he rips up his knee, he tears his ACL, and really hadn't been that same player when he returned, you know, after the injury. Then he had a concussion, then Hamilton was terrible, and they made a quarterback change there. So what Collaros has desperately needed, guys, is a change of scenery, and now he gets it.
Let's talk about Hamilton and Johnny Manziel. What kind of dollar figure are you hearing at all about what it's taking to get him into the CFL?
Well, it's an interesting one because Hamilton has until January 7th to table an offer. And if they table an offer before January 7th, they then buy themselves a year of negotiating time. Now, optically, do they want to make a big splash in the next week or two and announce a Manziel signing? Probably. it's just really hard to know what is motivating Johnny right now, how badly he wants to play football right now, and what it would take to get him here now. And if you're the Tiger Cats, I just wonder if they make a token offer now, if they haven't come to terms already, just to basically extend the negotiating window and go from there. Manziel is not going to be the starting quarterback in Hamilton at the start of the season. And that's a real important part to understand in all of this. Jeremiah Masoli turned it on the second half of the season. Masoli's been around the CFL for 5 or 6 years. He understands the Canadian game, the field, the dimensions, the rules, the nuances. Manziel doesn't. So as talented as he is, he's got to learn a new game. And for the people out there who are saying, hey, it's Johnny Manziel, he won a Heisman, football is football. You know, I was having this conversation the other night watching bowl games. Football is football. It's almost, though, comparing snooker with billiards. If you go to a pool hall, if you're playing, you know, nine ball, if you're playing eight ball, it's a completely different game than snooker. And that's what Johnny Manziel's now got to learn. He can still shoot it. He can still sink it. But the strategy, all the little details of it are different. So I would suspect there's going to be an offer, guys. I'm just not sure if they're going to come to terms in the next few days. But ultimately, if Manziel wants to play football again, he's going to have to do it for a fraction of what he did when he was a first-round pick of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a harsh reality that it's going to take a big hit on his pocketbook. But Arash, what does Johnny Football mean to the CFL when we look around the league and there are so many franchises that are struggling to get fans into the building? Do you think if a healthy on- and off-the-field Johnny Manziel, maybe if he's backing up, will still bring fans into the building just to have a look?
I think there will be a novelty factor,
yep.
But if Manziel's the backup, after 2 or 3 weeks, 3 or 4 games, 4 or 5 games, I think that may just, you know, kind of fizzle away, mm-hmm. unless he's going to play. And then the question becomes, can he play? What shape is he in? How quickly can he pick up the playbook? How quickly can he understand the game? Let's remember, guys, Vince Young
yep.
was signed by Saskatchewan last year. Vince yep. Young, who led Texas to a national championship, was the NFL Rookie of the Year. And he came up there and he tore up his calf and he disappeared and he's never going to play pro football again. Mm-hmm. So just because Johnny brings cachet and name value and a bit of a resume doesn't mean he's going to be a star. And so that's an important kind of part of this whole equation that's important to understand.
Sportsnet 650.